Welcome to another episode of Jay's Learning School, where you receive fun lessons to help understand and speak better English. Are you on YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok? Then be sure to follow me for fun, free, weekly English lessons. Just follow the links in the description section of this episode. Now it's time for today's lesson. Well, hello, students. I hope you're having a fantastic day. My name is Jay. In today's lesson, we're diving into the world of eye care as we explore 10 essential phrasal verbs to use at the eye doctor's office. Now, these expressions will help you navigate your eye exams and discussions effectively. So let's dive into today's lesson. Now, the first phrase that I want you to be familiar with is check for. When you visit the eye doctor, they often check for any issues that you may have with your eyes. This means they are carefully examining and searching for specific conditions. So, for instance, you may say, during the eye exam, the optometrist will check for signs of different eye diseases. Or you may say they will also check for any changes in your prescription since you last visit. Okay, now the next phrase that I want you to be familiar with is rule out. Rule out. If the eye doctor wants to eliminate certain possibilities or potential issues, they might decide to rule out certain conditions. So, for example, it may be said to find the cause of your blurred vision, the doctor will rule out any underlying health concerns. Or it can be said they will conduct tests to rule out any allergies that could be affecting your eyes. Rule out. Now, another phrase is bring along. Bring along. Before heading to the eye doctor's office, it's important to bring along any relevant medical records or information. This means you need to take it with you or bring it along. So it can be said in a practice sentence, make sure to bring along your current glasses or contact lenses to the appointment. Or you might say it's helpful to bring along any list of medications you're currently taking. Bring along. Another phrase that you could use at the eye doctor is fill out. Upon arriving at the eye doctor's office, you'll likely be asked to fill out some forms. This means to complete or to provide necessary information, such as your name, your address, your doctor, things of this nature. So it might be said, as an example, take a moment to fill out the patient information form at the front desk before you see the doctor. Or it could be said, they will ask you to fill out a questionnaire about your medical history and any eye-related issues. Okay? Fill out. Now, another phrase that I want you to be familiar with is try on. Try on. Okay? When choosing new glasses, you want to try on different frames. Try on means to put on or to wear briefly to see how it fits or how it looks. When I went to get my new frames, I was out of town, so I went into a place to try on some different glasses. Okay, so you might say, as an example, feel free to try on various frames to find the style and fit that suits you best. Okay, or it can be said, after the eye exam, you can try on a pair of contact lenses to see if they're comfortable. Now, I don't prefer contact lenses. I prefer the frames. Let me know down in the comment section. Do you use contacts or do you prefer frames like I have? Another phrase that you can use at the eye doctor is talk through. Talk through. Okay, if you have concerns or questions about your eye health, it's essential that you talk through them with your eye doctor. This means discussing or explaining certain issues in detail. Now, as a practice sentence, you can say, feel free to talk through any vision issues you've been experiencing recently during your appointment. Or you may say the optometrist, which is an eye doctor, will talk through the results of your test and address any questions you may have. Okay, another phrase that you can use at the eye doctor is check up on. Check up on. After your initial eye exam, regular appointments allow the eye doctors to check up on your eye health. This means to monitor or to look after or assess over time. So it may be said, it's crucial to schedule regular checkups to allow the eye doctor to check up on the health of your eyes. Another one is look into. Look into. If there's a specific issue or concern, your eye doctor might decide to look into it further. This means to investigate or examine more closely. So, for example, they will look into any signs of eye strain and suggest ways to alleviate it. I remember when I was looking into the machines that they had at my optometrist, I was asking questions. What is this for? Why does this do this? So they look into your eyes, but then you may look into what they're doing. Okay. Another example may be said, if you're experiencing persistent dry eyes, the doctor may look into possible causes and recommend solutions. Okay, I'm about to wrap this up with the last two. Follow through with. Follow through with. After receiving recommendations or prescriptions, it's important to follow through with the suggested actions. And this means to carry out or complete. So, for instance, as an example, it may be said, if the doctor prescribes eye drops, make sure to follow through with the recommended dosage. Okay. Or it can be said, follow through with the scheduled follow-up appointment to assess the progress of your eye treatment. And finally, a phrase that you can use at the eye doctor is check off. As you go through the various steps of your eye exam, it's satisfying to check off completed tasks. This means to mark as accomplished or something that has been done. So, for instance, you could say after each test, the technician will check off the completed task on your examination checklist. So there you have it. These are phrases that you can use at the eye doctor. 10 phrasal verbs that will empower you to communicate effectively during your visit to the eye doctor. Make sure you go back and practice this list of terms, and I know it will help your fluency, your comprehension, and your understanding. Now, before we get out of here, did you know that I have a English podcast that you can listen to English lessons on the go? I'll leave that down in the description of today's video, along with a list of popular playlists that you can watch to help you on your English journey. My name is Jay. Thank you so much for watching today's lesson. If you have been helped, I would appreciate a like, share it with a friend. as well as hitting that subscribe and notification bell if you're not a subscriber, so you can receive content like this throughout the week. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and I'll see you then. Thank you for listening to another episode of Jay's Learning School. Be sure to join me on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Watch free English lessons, ask a question, or leave a comment. Just go to my website, jayslearningschool.com, for all of my social media account links. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and God bless.